Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, is with me. And Mohsen Sazegara, an activist for freedom for the people of Iran, is here to help me with a story that I didn't quite believe the first several times I heard it. Mohsen, a very good evening to you. The regime in Tehran, the Ayatollah IRGC, they are responsible for the catastrophe of the last year, the war in Israel, in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria. They're responsible for all of it. At the same time, their economy has fallen to nothing, to trash, because I read that it is now 802,000 rial to the dollar. Is that real? How do people buy things with 802,000 bills? What do they do? How do they haul it around? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Malcolm. Yes, that's real. 82,000 tomans or 820,000 reals is $1. And everybody forecasts that during last few months, it will be increased to 1 million real per dollar. So the reason is the decline of the value of the real of Iran because they print money when they have deficiency. The liquidity of the country has increased thousands of times more than before. And now the minimum wage in Iran, which is calculated by real, is around only $100 per month from $230 last year. And your question that how people buy, of course, in Iran, there are banking cards. So most of the time they don't carry any bills. But how they survive, this is the problem that now you can see malnutrition, especially amongst the children, the people, many things has fled from the tablecloth of the people. Proteins, some besides to many other goods that they don't have any ability to buy them.
Malcolm?
So tell us what the situation is. According to reports, that despite the cold wave, there is widespread power outages, and the president urged people to lower their heating, and that even at the presidential palace, there's little electricity. Has the situation really deteriorated to that level?
Mr. Pezeshkian, head of executive power of Iran, has asked the people that lower the temperature at least 2 centigrade degrees. I remember, reminds me what Nicolae Ceausescu recommended the Romanian people, that keep your houses in only 14 degrees of Celsius and wear warm clothes. The energy crisis is real. Iran is in short of natural gas, that is the main fuel for warming houses. We have about 350 million cubic metric shortage every day out of 850 million cubic metric gas. And at the same time, the electricity, we have shortage in electricity, about 20,000 megawatt shortage that everybody forecasts it, that next summer the situation will be much, much worse than now, because the consumption of electricity will be increased because of the air conditions. And not only people are in trouble, the main trouble is amongst the industries of Iran. We have about 84,000 industrial manufacturing companies all around Iran, and they cut off the electricity of many of the industries, steel industries, petrochemical industries, that they consume energies now, or cement industries. And now many of the factories are going to be bankrupted because of the this problem of shortage of energy and electricity.
Did the Ayatollah approve of Hamas's making a deal after 15 months? Did he sign off and say, okay, go ahead, deal?
Apparently, in Iran, the official propaganda of the regime claims that, yes, Hamas at last succeeded and Israel was defeated, because at the end of the day, Hamas is alive, and Israel had no other way than to sign a deal, a peace pact with Hamas. And in his speeches so far, after, especially after Syria, he has had five speeches so far. He claims that, yes, we won the resistance axles, is powerful than before, more powerful than before. And we succeeded, but everybody knows in Iran that they are just the hollow propaganda, and they have lost in the region, especially after Syria.
Malcolm?
I saw the reports that there was an attempt by Iranian agents to kill a senior leader of the Jewish community in Baku. Why would Iran turn to this kind of measure now? Is it an act of frustration? Is it something particularly targeted at individuals? It's and it seems to be not an isolated case.
This is not new, Malcolm. Most of these types of operation comes out of the IRGC intelligence to hire some thugs, some smugglers, or some terrorist smugglers to assassinate ordinary Israeli citizens. I think that, especially now that they have been defeated in real battleground in Lebanon, in Gaza, in Syria, they try to have assassination plots to show that they are alive. This is something that I think that we should expect from Hamas, for instance, or Hezbollah as well. When they don't have any territory, they don't have any real power, they go become like Al-Qaeda or Daesh, ISIS, a terrorist organization. Government of Iran, regime of Iran, is actually a terrorist organization. And most of the time they behave like a terrorist organization without any, you know, responsibility that a real government should take.
Mohsen Sezegara is an activist for freeing the Iranian people from the Islamic Republic of Iran's diktats. Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.